Okay, so today is Wednesday, August 26th. This is the first class of our eight-class series, Steady as We Flow. And I want to welcome all of you. Anyone that is listening to the replay and was not able to make the live class, no worries, because you will have, you know, access to all of the information, plus whatever transmission and activation is coming through on this call, you'll receive that as well. So I just want to say, for those that are new on the call, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the replay, if you have never worked with me in this setting before, and you find that you are listening, whether live or to the replay, and you're starting to get tired and feel like you're going to nod out, just turn your screen off if you don't want to be seen sleeping or yawning. I personally don't care. It doesn't bother me. I don't hold judgment to it. But what's happening is your body is actually going through an upgrade in that moment, right? So let's start the class with energy and light codes, because I wanted to talk about a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk about how we're going to set this 8-week series up and maximize it. You guys are going to get homework tonight, and that homework is going to carry through every single class so that we can build on this. And by the time we're done, you're going to be the most amazing co-creators with your universe, these magical manifestors that are just bringing everything to life for yourself. Okay. So first I want to talk about the energy. So it's really important to understand how our energy body works. Everything is energy. We are energy, and we're interacting and connecting with everything. Every single thing has a consciousness, right? I have a consciousness. You have a consciousness. The pillows behind me on my bed have a consciousness. Your pillows have a consciousness. The walls, the desk, the computers, everything has a consciousness, right? Because this reality is a manifestation of our creation through our consciousness. Now, it's important to have that awareness, because as we're interacting with everything, we are getting information. Information comes in, information goes out. Most of you are very familiar with the chakra system, right? That was the superhighway of information, those large chakra cones that are in the front and also along the back are like superhighways. Superhighways of large amounts of information coming into us and information leaving us. That's the first point of contact when someone is connecting with us. And in that moment of connection, we run our internal GPS and know whether or not we like this person, right? That's always how it is. And when we're not trusting ourselves, if we didn't like them and we don't trust ourselves, then we will get ourselves into trouble because we're not trusting our GPS, our internal intuition, and trusting this person or engaging with this person only to find out that they weren't a nice person, okay? And we've all had that experience because we were not paying attention, we were not tuned in, we were not listening to our higher self, that voice within. So it's important to understand that everything is interacting with us and co-sharing our reality with us, okay? Everything, no matter what it is. And so in that sense, we have to look at our energy body and see ourselves as larger than just the chakra system. Now, those of you that were in my class, the last series, you know, I sent out the link, which I will do again for this class with this first audio recording of the electromagnetic field. That electromagnetic field is around us, and it is not static, which means it doesn't stay in one place. It's constantly revolving, and it's fluid in motion, right? And the center of it is hollow like a tube. That is our ascension chamber, our ascension column, our tube torus, whatever the heck you want to call it, however you feel comfortable with creating a term for it, okay? And that electromagnetic field is constantly in fluid motion, okay? And it's around us in a very large scale, right? A very large scale around us. Now, that's important for us to have that awareness, because when we have an event in our life, okay, let's say a birthday, because everybody's had one. When we have something like a birthday in our life, and that birthday had an extremely happy memory attached to it, right? It was a very monumental moment. We had a great time at that birthday, and we just remember that birthday almost every day of that year to follow, okay? And in doing so, and in creating that feeling and in creating that moment, we have to remember that thoughts, words, and actions are creating our reality. So in that moment, we're using our thoughts, our words, and our actions, right? Thoughts, electricity, emotions, magnetic, so the two magnetize together. And then our actions are however we're going to interact with those thoughts and words. And what happens is in that situation where we have that birthday and we have such a great time and it's happening in that moment that we're in the moment of our birthday and we're having a great time, that great time that we're having imprints in our electromagnetic field. So we create an imprint of that emotion that's attached to that great time that we had at our birthday, imprints in the electromagnetic field. And so what happens is, And this is just general, I'm giving you, but you can really drill down with this and see how it impacts every facet of life, right? This is now we're in the quantum field here because we're talking about the electromagnetic field, okay? So from a quantum perspective, that electromagnetic field is holding or warehousing that imprint of that very happy memory, okay? So as you go through, let's say that year, right after that birthday happened, and you see things that remind you of that birthday, and it triggers that imprinted timeline, and now you find that joyful, happy, blissful, elated feelings from the same feelings that you had at your birthday, you're connecting, you're being triggered by something in your reality that is making you tune into that timeline and feel that happiness again, okay? And why that's important is because Gaia, the Earth, has the same electromagnetic field around her, right? And so when we tune in to that imprint, right, let's say you're out to dinner and you see somebody having a birthday celebration, a lot of family around, everybody seems happy and it reminds you of your birthday and you're like, oh my God, that's so awesome. Look, they're having such a good time. I remember. And now you are remembering from not just your mind, not just your thoughts, but you're remembering from your physical being, from your body, okay, from your emotions, from your thoughts. And so now you're having that moment. And in having that moment and triggering into that imprint of those emotions in your field, you're also tapping into, connecting into the field within Gaia, the time imprint, the emotional imprint in Gaia's field that warehouses the collective consciousness for every single person on the earth who has had a birthday and felt that same way that you're feeling. Every single person. Which is why there are times we can feel really, really, really elated, really super duper high, super elated, just, you know, in our element. And just let that carry us because we're still tuned into that vibratory feeling, right? That vibration. Think of the electromagnetic field, the chakras spin, the meridian points, the nadi, nadi points, the electromagnetic field spins. Everything is spinning, okay? It's how we were constructed. The planets spin, our field spins. So when we're in that happy, joyful place, our field is spinning much faster. And we're raising our vibration because in order to be in that happy place, it requires a higher frequency, okay? And then suddenly you go home, the next day you wake up, you have to go to work, maybe work isn't your happy place, so you go to work, and what happens? In that moment of going to work, you drop your vibration a little bit because work is not really your happy place. So now you're finding yourself trying to catch or recapture that joyful feeling again and not realizing that that elation that you felt was actually partially impacted by the electromagnetic field of Gaia holding that same imprint. Okay, does everybody understand that? Because that's really big. That's really important because it's how our energy body works and it's how we are creating each moment of our reality. Okay, so it's really important that we have that as a base, as a foundation. Now, in the same likeness, right? When we have an event that is not a happy event, that is a sad event, that makes us feel bad, we do the same thing. We have the moment, we have the emotion, we're vested in the thought of that moment, we're vested in the feeling of that moment, and then we're imprinting it into our electromagnetic field. And then at the same time, we're tuning into Gaia's field and tapping into the same imprint with the same feelings and the same emotions. Roughly, it's going to be the same information or the same whatever created it, right? Let's say it's a loss of a job, loss of a friend, loss of a job. It doesn't matter. Loss of a loved one, doesn't matter, right? Some kind of loss. And so now we're imprinting and we're connecting into that field in Gaia. What do you think it's going to do? It's doing the same thing it did when you were in your happy place, amplifying those feelings. Only this time it's amplifying them in the opposite direction. So that when you're feeling sad, if you're tuned into the collective consciousness also holding that same expression, it's going to make you feel that much worse. Okay? So it's really important to have this awareness because in every single moment of our creating our reality, we get to choose how we're having that experience, okay? And if you think about it from the quantum level, the quantum field works off of one particle, so one trigger of a thought, an emotion, one particle can then create the stage for someone to have severe depression, severe anxiety, or on the other side of the fence, have an incredibly happy, autonomous reality where we're manifesting everything that we're desiring, right? And things are just showing up like magic. And we can't stop the flow of it because we don't know how we got there to begin with. All we know is that something shifted for us and we're in a happy place and now we're creating in creative consciousness, okay? But if you think about it from that one perspective and everything is energy and we are energy, that means everything that we're interacting with or everything that we're connecting to is going to impact us in some way, shape, or form, right? So now we complicate that ever so slightly by these energies that we are living in, working in, playing in, that are streaming in from the great central sun through our sun, okay? And I don't know how many of you read my post about the sun being a projector, but what that means is that you are, in every sense, creating your reality as you see it playing out in front of you, which is meaning that we have to take responsibility for what we're creating, right? And so if you think about it from the perspective of that post that I made, you know, the sun is really a big projector reflecting the light of Christ consciousness down at us into our heart center, really is what that is about, right? Coming into the heart center. And if our heart is closed because we have allowed ourselves to believe that life is a struggle, that things are hard, that nothing ever works out for us, then the heart center is closed and that light information cannot get in. When that light information, those light codes, that light frequency, which I'm always writing about, can't get in because our heart center is closed and we're contracted, constricted, restricted, then what happens is it bunches up in our field, that those light codes, okay? And so maybe in a moment, today, sometime, we were supposed to have an awakening to something. Something big or something small, doesn't matter, just an awakening. And those light codes are triggering in our field, okay? But we're not paying attention because something happened earlier that has us a little upset, has us a little off kilter, has us a little occupied with our thoughts. And we're not tuning into the fact that we need to raise our vibration and come into a happier place and shift our perception or reality. And so we start to notice ourselves becoming extremely tired, extremely fatigued, a little edgy, maybe a little bit, the pain body is starting to flare up. You're having aches and pains, your spine hurts, you feel like you can't sit up, right? Whatever the case is, headache, whatever. And that's happening because we're not receiving these downloads of codes. And these downloads of codes that are supposed to be triggered, activated, and then whoosh in to go where they're supposed to go in our field and integrate and upgrade our light body, right? Because we're shifting from a very carbon-based body attached to Gaia. It's the body that Gaia loaned us when we came into this incarnation. And now what we're doing is we're upgrading our body like the Earth is upgrading. So Gaia is going to a more crystalline structure and our bodies are going to a more crystalline structure, okay? So at those moments where we're constricted, restricted, contracted, and we're not open, we're not receiving, we're not in a state of joy, we might be noticing ourselves getting extraordinarily tired, feeling incredibly fatigued, and in that moment needing to really just go to bed and lay down, because what's happened is our body is trying to integrate, alchemize, assimilate those light frequencies that are coming in that we can't see with our eyes because they're too high in vibration. Although every time you see a rainbow now, you are seeing fourth dimension, okay? So when we're feeling tired and we're feeling edgy and we're feeling like we need to lay down, we need to do that because our body is needing to do its thing and upgrade. Okay, it's really, really important for us to allow ourselves to do this. The more we are willing to participate and allow ourselves to sleep when sleep is needed, the easier it gets to flow through the upgrades, okay? So that's really very, very important for us to be aware of because we're creating or co-creating with our universe in every moment of every experience that we're having, okay? Does that make sense to you guys? Anybody have any questions on that? No? So it's really important for us to manage our process. And when you're feeling off, you know, acknowledge that you're feeling off and then say, you know what? I think I need to rest and let yourself rest because in the moment that you're resting, you're also healing guilt. Guilt is a super huge program on the earth right now that is needing to heal, okay? So when we're allowing ourselves to do that and rest and go lay down and not not get ourselves, you know, all worked up or not get ourselves crazy with what's taking place, then we will do a much better job in navigating what's happening in our reality. Okay. So it's really, really important for us to honor everything and to remember that we are not having these experiences because there's something wrong with us, but we're having these experiences because we're ascending our consciousness. Okay. And so going back to the sun being the projector, what's happening is everything that is inside of us is being reflected outside of us. Okay. So if everybody just closes your eyes for a second, and then I'll answer the questions in the chat. Everybody close your eyes. We're going to close our eyes. Okay. And I want you to think of the solar system. I want you to think of this, the stars at night, the moon, everything that's in the solar system, the planets, shooting stars, all of that. I want you to think of all of that. And as you think of all of that, I want you to come right down into your heart center. So just breathe right down into your heart center. And as you're breathing, thinking about your cosmos, your universe, your solar system, I want you to allow yourself to receive this information. What you are perceiving in your mind right now is actually not on the outside of you. It is inside of you. All that you perceive to be on the outside of you is actually inside. All the portals, all the stargates, all the rainbows, everything. Just take that in. Everybody take a breath. Just take a breath and relax. And just hold that information. And if it feels uncomfortable, just keep breathing through it until you finally release it and it finally shifts. And now keep taking breaths. Just let yourself have this moment. Having a new awareness of yourself as your universe. You are your universe. Good. Very good. Very good. Light and fluffy now, you all are. Light and fluffy. I am my universe. I am my universe. I am my universe. And so it is. All right. So with your next breath, come on back into the room. And let's be present again. So this is the reason that we access the heart center, okay? The power that we have is all inside of us. It's not outside of us. None of it is, okay? And the reason it's so important, and I write all these crazy things, is because it's really important for us to have an understanding that the everything that we think is everything outside of us is really the everything that is within. It's not outside. It only looks like it's outside because the sun does such an amazing job being a projector to show us what our reality is. It's like if you ever watched Star Trek and they decided they were going to take a break and somebody said, okay, I'm going down to the holodeck, and they go to the holodeck and they go boop, 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 program in some numbers, the door opens, they step in, and then they choose what they want it to look like. Oh, Hawaii. Yes, I'd like Hawaii with some sand, some beaches, some palm trees, some lounge chairs, and some drinks. And that's exactly what happens because it's a holographic reality. It's not real, but it's created through their belief system, right? So they program in Hawaii and voila, Hawaii appears. And partly it appears because the hologram, the holodeck, does a great job creating the experience, but also because the human in that moment is expecting to experience Hawaii. Okay, so think about that for just a second. Okay, so you guys have been seeing me posting the beautiful sky pictures. Like, I could do that every day, right? I could. It would probably be annoying to all of you, but I could do that every day. Sky is pink and purple. The sky next day is teal and pink. Rainbows constantly, right? Why is that? Somebody on Twitter said to me the other day, yesterday when I posted the rainbow, they were like, man, I couldn't find it. After you posted, I went and I looked for it and I couldn't find it. And I said, well, that's the problem. You can't look for it. You have to call it in. You have to feel it, right? So when I am in my element as a co-creator with my universe, I say, universe, I feel like there's a rainbow out there for me. And then a rainbow appears. Really, that's it. It's that simple. It's just I've gotten used to expecting a rainbow because I'm feeling rainbow energy, okay? So this is where we're going with this work, to feel what it is that you're desiring so that you can become an incredible manifester and create what your desire is, right? Every evening, I run to the windows like a little child, like 5-year-old, to see what color the sky is going to be. It's like Christmas every day, right? Sometimes, like I said, it's pink and teal. Sometimes it's purples. Sometimes it's beautiful orange, right? But I have this expectation that it's not going to disappoint me ever. And I have this expectation that I'm going to see rainbows always. Okay. So this is where the work is. We have to hold that expectation within our physical beingness. We have to hold it within, right? And we're going to work on that in the next half of this class. Now, this is really very important for us because everything that we're creating from this moment forward, we're creating in the higher timelines. And the higher timelines move super duper fast. They're fast, right? So what that means is that if you think something and then you feel it, you're going to create it. Okay? Really, really important to have that awareness. Okay. So let me go to the questions and then we're going to see if anybody has any live questions and then we're going to go on from there. So I'm being asked, if you're more advanced, do you get less tired? As in, do you not get so fatigued because you've been doing this longer? Well, I could tell you that when I'm posting that there's shifts and you might feel this, you might feel that, it's not what I'm feeling. Because I'm writing on behalf of the collective consciousness, right? I know my purpose, part of my mission is to support the collective, right? So I will write on behalf of what the mass of the collective might be feeling. So from one perspective, yes, the more advanced you are, the more advanced your energy body or your light body is, the easier it gets to navigate through these energetic shifts, these gateways and portals, and it's not as taxing on your body. But the real truth to that is that, you know, I have tuned in now at such a degree that I usually can tell if something is needing to shift within me, and then I take myself offline. I will literally stop what I'm doing, go lay in my bed, or if I can sit down, sometimes I will do that. Most of the time I can, I have to get in bed. And I will tell you that where it took me hours or days in the past to shift something, I will lay down and in literally 5 minutes be back up again as if nothing, because it just came in, boom, I let it hit, it integrated, and I'm right back out there again, right? When we're in resistance, we get pain, And then our physical body suffers and our emotional body suffers, okay? Because we're in resistance. We don't want to lay down. That's that whole guilt thing again. I can't lay down. I'm going to look lazy, you know, where we don't do that. Or I can't lay down. I've got too much work to do, or I have to, you know, prepare for this or that. I could tell you that, you know, years ago when I was doing these classes, I used to stress over, you know, preparing. I would like write 3 pages of notes to make sure that I didn't forget or leave anything out. And then I started to realize that those notes didn't really matter because I was really speaking to the collective consciousness in the class. So it didn't, those notes didn't really mean anything, right? So we get to a point where we let go and we are in flow. And that's what this series is all about, learning to be in flow and learning to challenge yourself through a new awareness that we are creating in each moment as we go, based on what we are speaking into existence in our reality. Okay, and this is where the second half of the class is going to come in, and we're going to work with that. So when you're doing this longer, it doesn't affect you as much. And I will tell you this too, part of the transition here is, go back 20 years ago when I first activated and I first started opening, the energy was extremely slow, extremely dense, extremely heavy, very, very slow, even up until December 21st, 2012, slow, right? And it wasn't until we got into more warp speed with this coming into 2015, 2016, because every activation I had would take me offline for like a few days, like 2 or 3 days, right? And I don't get sick. I'm somebody that does not get sick. And I will tell you that going back to 2005, it was like every 6 months I was coming down with a flu, right? Flu is frequency light upgrade. It's where the frequencies are coming in. The light upgrade is integrating in your body and you're feeling flu-like symptoms. It's not a real flu. It's light upgrades, okay? So I would get flu-like feelings and I'd be on my back flat feeling like I wanted to die. And when you get it that bad where you feel like, I feel like I'm dying. I know I'm dying. I'm just like, I'm dying. I'm definitely dying. I should go to the emergency room, right? That it comes on that bad. That's usually where we're going through like a template wipe, right? Where we're coming more into embodiment. So it's like going in and clearing out your closet. The whole of you is like reorganizing from within, and there's a part of you that's dying off, which is why you're feeling like you're dying. Because you really are dying. There's a part of you, right? And I say this all the time. People will ask me stuff about my childhood, and I'm like, I don't really remember, you know, much, really, not anymore. And it feels like there has been nothing prior to today. You know, that's how I feel. That's kind of how, like, my life feels. Like there was nothing prior to today. Yesterday didn't exist and it's only today. And I have to do this self-talk with myself that sounds something, you know, ridiculous. Like, am I sure this is how it works? Was I really born, or am I just shifting so many timelines that I started out in another timeline in, you know, maybe the Wild West somewhere, and now I'm in this timeline here, and this is where my memory, my consciousness is. So I think I've been here the whole time, and I really haven't. You see what I'm saying, guys? Like, so when you get to a place with this, it starts to feel a little strange because you don't have an attachment. So when you start to lose attachments, it's okay. It's okay. When you start to lose memories of things, it's okay, right? Because that's where we're evolving. We're evolving into a higher state of being. We're evolving into a higher consciousness, okay? So for me, things, you know, I'm constantly questioning things like, was I always me and had a childhood? Or do I just think I had a childhood in this lifetime because I've had a childhood in another incarnation, and it kind of like now, well, it feels like one, right? Maybe, I don't know. But do you see what I'm saying? Because this is certainly not our highest consciousness. We have consciousness that are higher than this, especially the higher self, the future self, right? So we have to always be in flow, always stay playful, and never try to nail down something or like thumbtack it to the wall, because that never works. We have to be in a state of flow constantly, okay? And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about. We're going to work on change. It's really, really important. Let me get to the second question. Is this linked with the seasons as well? Why we need to sleep more in the winter because there's less exposure to the sun?
If you need.
What's that, Natalie? Go ahead.
I can hop in for more clarification.
Absolutely.
If you need.
Absolutely.
I'm not even sure how to articulate it, but like you said, with the flu, it ties in perfectly because 2 years ago, like I'm never really sick other than the odd cold and stuff, but 2 years ago around late October, early November, I caught what I thought was a flu, but it lasted like, it took me up until the new year to feel more like myself again. I was out and I've never been that sick.
Yeah.
And then feel better. Okay, we're good. Last around the same time, same thing, but not a flu. This time it felt more like the anxiety and the, and just almost feeling burnout. So I took time off from work, a lot of TLC, and it took another month or so and I came back. But I just find it weird that it's kind of like the same time of year, two years in a row. And so I question, oh, well, is it seasonal affective? But then I'm like, I honor my body, like when it wants to rest, it rests. But I'm like, how much of this is energy? Is it related with the sun? Like, how do you protect your energy in this time when you feel the most fragile?
Yeah, we're not protecting our energy, right? We're not doing that. And so what you're experiencing is a template wipe. Okay. So when I had my first template wipe was in October of 2015, and I was down from October until January 1st. Could not get out of bed, couldn't lift my head off the pillow. Okay. When we go down like that and we're in and out of delirium and we're feverish and all this other stuff, that's a template wipe. Right. That's big, because what we're doing is we're burning off a part of our old personality. Right. And you, if you notice, when you come out of it, something has shifted. Something has changed. And the significance towards the end of the year is because it doesn't really have anything to do with it being less sun or anything like that. But what's happening is, think about this. The second half of the year, we usually are coming through eclipse season, right? So June, July, eclipse season. We could have two eclipses, we could have three. This year we had three major eclipses. Then we've always had Lionsgate portal, 8-8, right? And then from 8-8, we had the 10-10 gate, okay? And then from the 10-10 gate, we go into the 11-11 gate. And then from 11-11, we go into 12-12, and then we're in the solstice with 12-21. Do you see this? And then finally, we're in the new year, okay? So think from the beginning of the year to the middle of the year, we do not have those kinds of crazy shifts and stargates and portals and everything else, okay? From the beginning of the year, it's a lot smoother coming in, okay? But the end of the year, we're in that massive windup. Once we hit summer solstice, it's like we're on a roller coaster ride, okay? So when I see these types of things, these template wipes are usually, and not just template wipes, but massive upgrades to our physical body, to our physical being, is usually through this period of time. That's usually when it happens, okay? So if we could have that awareness or understanding that it's not anything that we're doing, it's that our body is needing a shift. And maybe from one perspective, we were not quite paying attention. We were not quite present in our flow. So we didn't quite honor what our body was asking us for, what our higher self was asking us for. And so we missed that window of opportunity. And when we missed that window of opportunity, it was like the carpet got pulled out from under us and boom, down we go. That's what happens. Okay. I had last August, I was in North Carolina visiting my brother. I went back to Asheville. I was there in, I want to say 2014 to anchor a portal, a three-way portal between Florida, I think St. Petersburg, don't quote me because it's a long time back and I don't remember, Mount Shasta, and this sanctuary down in Asheville area. And we anchored it with a grid system, and they specifically had me come down there to help out. I was working a lot with grid energy back then. And I was going through an upgrade as we completed the anchoring. And so you can understand how this works. So I had a year before, and that, if I'm remembering correctly, was also in August, okay? The year before that, my mom passed away in June. That August, right after she passed, my period stopped and I went into menopause. Here I go, a whole year later, back in August, we do this major shift. I step into the grotto of the Blessed Mother, the Divine Mother, and by that afternoon, my period comes back. I had a complete reset, okay? So the emotional trauma that my mom passing put on my body put me into this menopausal state that I shouldn't have been in yet. And this activation of the grid, think about that from a root chakra perspective, put me back into the place where I was meant to be, because I wasn't meant to be in menopause yet. And then finally, the August after that, I went back in menopause, because that's when I was timing-wise supposed to go back into menopause, okay? So this all is how this works, right? Now, what was interesting about last August was, again in August, again in Asheville, in that same location, I have an activation my last day there. This energy just charges right through me out of nowhere. I don't even have time to say anything. I go totally over on my left, right? Left is mother. It's feminine, divine feminine, earth energy. I just like fall, boom, right on my left side, right? My family is standing there, my brother, his wife, she was his girlfriend at the time, and my friend Beth. And they're like, what are you doing on the ground? And I'm like, I don't know, but could somebody help me up? Because I can't get up, right? I'm like, I didn't even know how I got there. I had a complete template wipe. Did not have a recollection. I hit that ground so hard on my left side here, I should have had a bruise the size of Texas, okay? Got back to the house, no bruise, I'm not sore, nothing is wrong with me, nothing is broken. I fly home the next day, get back to the house here, get back to my light pod, my bed, get in my bed, and that was it. I was down for 4 days. Couldn't get my head off the pillow, couldn't eat anything, could barely make it to the bathroom, which is like literally outside my door. And on the fourth day, guides from Nibiru, which is right next to the sun, blessed me with this beautiful rose quartz string of crystals around my neck and told me that I was faith. Frequency activator, intermediary, transcending humanity. And I'm like, the heck is that? And then that's where that all unfolded. Now, I had a complete template wipe, right? You know, it was very surreal because I remembered all of it. I was in the moment. I was in my multidimensional self having this experience with them, standing in front of them. I'm me, but not me. I'm Faith, but not Faith. It was very surreal standing there. That was a template wipe. And then after that, everything changed, you know? So I had to come back home to get in my light pod in order for all of that to actually take effect. But this is how these activations work, these light code activations work. So we can't, you know, we sometimes, like, I knew that that fall had a greater significance than me just falling over. I don't do that. That's not me, right? So instead of like getting all twisted in my head, I allowed myself the unwinding to just release and let go. And then, of course, what transpired afterwards was this other aspect of the higher self known as Faith that came through, that is the frequency activator that now is working through the eternal flame of God, offering these, you know, frequency transmissions through our connection together and our interaction. It's like, I don't have to do anything. It's just there, right? That's all part of this whole thing. So the more we are in a state of allowing and can be in a place of flow, the more we will open to our life's purpose or our mission, depending on how we align. Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah? Because that's really important to have an understanding that, you know, the end of the year holds tremendous amount of power because it's a lot of gateway and portal activity where we're in a greater state of alignment. And think about coming into the new year. We're coming into the new year and we're changing energy, right? All new energy. Now we're in 2020. Everybody was like, oh, 2020 clarity. Yes, but 2020 hindsight, looking back at where we came from so that we can honor and, you know, feel comfortable where we are in this now moment as we're creating going forward. Very, very, very important. So did I answer your question, Natalie? Because these upgrades are happening for us. They're not happening to us. So as you're going through them, and this is for everybody, as you're going through them, I want you to think about it from a sense of your body doing something miraculous to take you to the next level. Right? It's doing something miraculous to take you to the next level, to bring you up into your next state of consciousness. Does that make sense?
Do you have any recommendations for us going through this time?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that and how we can best navigate it, right? Because this next 2 months is going to be very, very critical for us in making sure that we're staying aligned. So that was the purpose of creating this series. Tamara says her mom contracted the flu in rehab and died. Yeah, well, you know, so we could talk about, you know, when souls depart the earth, okay? And always, always the soul chooses its exit point, always, okay? There's not a moment where it doesn't. Unless it invoked free will and an accident happens because it was in the wrong place at the wrong time. That can happen. But most of the time, the soul is in complete control and it knows exactly when it's supposed to exit, right? So sometimes our soul is not wanting to be in the place we're in. Her soul probably did not want to be in rehab and it allowed itself to deteriorate enough that it was able to manifest a flu, okay, and that frequency took her out of here and helped her depart the earth plane, okay? I've had clients, one of my clients in particular, a few years ago, his mom stubbed her toe, her big toe, and 2 days later, she died from an infection in her heart because the toe turned gangrenous and it went right to her heart. Now, that was how the soul chose to exit. It said, how could we best get out of here quickly? We stubbed the toe, right? Is it telling the human that? No. Okay. But this was someone that when she came through and I connected with her, told me she was miserable. All she was able to do was sit on the sofa every single day, watch TV all day, very debilitating for her that she was not able to be more functional. And she really did not enjoy her life anymore. She wanted to be on the other side where the rest of the family was. So she stubbed her toe, and through the stubbing of her toe was able to create gangrene. We're our bodies are magic. We are magic. That's what I'm trying to say to you guys. We have the power to do it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Change things that we don't like. Okay. I know some of you have already done some of that. Julie, I know you have, you know, I'm not calling on you, and you certainly don't have to talk, but I know through the one session we had, you have been able to shift something for yourself that was, you know, monumental for you, because you, all of a sudden it clicked, boom, an awareness, a new awareness that said, I don't have to sit with this old storyline. I don't have to hold that. I can create something new. And as long as I remember that I'm always in control and I'm in power and I'm creating, I can keep creating something new and never have to go back to the old, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it is, isn't it? It absolutely uplifted my soul to a point where I don't have that. I don't hold on to it at all. I can absolutely create whatever, whoever. I am the universal. I can do it. I'm the co-creator. Yeah.
You're the portal.
It can happen.
Yeah.
And that's it. I feel it. I see it. I know it's in my field, and
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah. It was a second of awareness. Everybody here can have that same moment of awareness where all of a sudden you recognize that you are so much more. And that's the importance of this series, right? It's not about me, okay? It is not about me. I could share this work until the cows come home. It is not about me. I'm sick of telling my story, okay? I don't want to talk about me anymore. I want you guys to get this, but we can't do this without you understanding what it takes to get there. And it's so simple when we start to really understand how simple this is. And it's just shifting in the thoughts, right? As we're recreating the storyline and recreating that whole picture of what we're telling ourselves is our reality really isn't our reality. We can create it and it could become anything that we want it to become. All right, next question is, what do you think it was about the energy where you were visiting that instigated that shift? The shift that I had from North Carolina, is that what we're talking about? You know, I have to say that I don't, because I've been doing this work for so long, right? I don't really, oh yes, okay, good. So I don't dissect stuff anymore. I don't. It's more fun to just let it come in and be like, oh, look what just happened, and just move on, right? You know, Jill channels light language very, very beautifully and is working on her next step with her business, right? And we talked about this in her session, and she's like, I don't know, it kind of just happened. And next thing I know, I'm speaking this language, and I'm like, that's great. Don't stop it, because we don't want to think about it too much. We don't want to focus on it too much, right? Jill, you want to unmute for a second and share?
Hi. Yes. That's kind of how I've approached my spiritual path since I began it in 2003. Kind of like one of those things where, that was really cool. I'm glad that happened. It was one of those things where I just never doubted that something happened.
Right.
And I just allowed it to be. And then it just kind of grew and grew and grew. So each time I would learn something new, I would just incorporate it. And then I would just like work with it however my spirit wanted to work with it. And then 2 or 3 years ago, I was working, doing energy work with someone, and all of a sudden I'm speaking this gibberish sounding language.
Right.
And it was really fun because I could work with my children with it, and I would be like seeing the smiles come into their faces, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't actually figure out that it was light language until this year. Mm-hmm. And I actually started off this year with a really bad flu. So you're talking about this change. It was, I never, and I just took it as, well, my body needed that. And yeah. So, yeah. And then all of a sudden this year came about, and it's been a crazy year, but yep. A cool year.
Yeah. It's moving very fast, which is why we need to just keep going and not get stuck in the, you know, in our thought process, because humans are really good at that, right? Getting in the head. So we have to be in flow. So that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where you want to be. You want to keep that flow and not get too focused and not overthink a process.
And that's a problem that I have been having lately, because I'm like, oh, does this package have to look a certain way? Mm-hmm. And the more that I create, the more I realize, well, it doesn't look that way, but I'm letting it be what it is.
Right.
And so we'll see where it goes. But
yeah. Good. 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 Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, you're welcome. It's very important, guys, for us to step away from the control factor, right? Because that's what we were taught. We want to control everything, and we don't want to do that anymore, right? So if we go back to that quantum field, and we look at how everything in our reality is created from the quantum state of being, one particle then sets the stage for everything, okay? And it happens in steps. So let's break down another part of this whole process that we keep hearing people talking about that does not always make sense, and that's this whole new earth dynamic. Okay. And we hear people talking about, oh, you know, when new earth is ready, you know, this is going to happen. Or when we're ready to go on to new earth and be in 4D, the ships will come and they'll take some of us away. Or, you know, I hear a lot of like very weird things, right? And they're weird for me because that's never been what my higher selves have said. So let's talk about that for a second. So first of all, we are living in 4D, okay? So 3D is what you're seeing with the riots. The riot itself, that destruction and chaos, is 3D. None of us, I don't think anybody on this call, is in that 3D state of being, right? None of us are interacting in those riots. Not fighting, have no guns, we're not doing that, right? Okay. And so none of us, as you could see, we've already shed 3D. All of us have shed 3D, okay? I don't think any of us have a desire to go to where a riot is and get involved in the rioting, right? Because that means we have to step back into 3D from our 4D state of being. Are you guys seeing this? Okay. So now, if we take this a step further, those of us that are starting to see the sky, the rainbows, all of that stuff, right? The magic, the synchronicities, that's already 5D. We're in 5D. If you don't believe you're in 5D, then you're not going to be in 5D. But it's already here. It's already happening, right? 7D is already happening. I've seen two suns. It's here. It's happening. So my particle, when I take my particle and throw it out into the quantum field for all of us is that electromagnetic field that's around us, right? It interacts in the universe. Now, when we're working in the quantum field, we're either telling that quantum field what we're wanting or what we're not wanting. If we're focused on things that we don't want, well, we're going to get more of those things that we don't want because we're so focused on it that that's all we keep thinking, so we keep manifesting more of it. Well, I really don't want that, but look, it's showing up again. Why is it showing up again? I really don't like that. I don't want it. It makes me upset. Why can't I get rid of it? Because you keep focusing on it. Okay. So the key here is to not focus on the thing that you don't want, right? And that's what we're going to do in this 8-week class. We're going to take the focus off of the things that you don't want and shift it to the things that we do want. Okay. Now, how are we going to do this? We're going to do this through a process using change. So what's important to know here is that new Earth is already existing, right? So I want to give you this visual picture first for you guys to take away from here, and then we can work with this. So in your mind, and if you have to close your eyes to visualize this, please close your eyes, that's fine. But in your mind, I want you to see the Earth. And then what I want you to do is I want you to make believe that you've taken a photocopy of the Earth. And that now you have a bazillion photocopies of the Earth. And you only have the one solid real Earth right now, but you have a photocopy of the Earth that is right there close by, that looks like the Earth, represents the Earth, resembles the Earth in every single way, feels like the Earth. But then there's another photocopy that is the Earth and easily could look like the Earth. It could fool you, and that looks like the Earth, and that could be the Earth. And then there's another one that looks like the Earth that could fool you, and my gosh, the universe is full of these imposter Earths. And just hold that picture for just a second. So you have a bazillion photocopies of the Earth that look like Earth. And so as you're holding this impression, okay, I want you to understand that in each and every moment of everything that you're doing, you are stepping from the old 3D Earth to one of those photocopies of the Earth. And then if you're unsure and not able to hold that impression of what you're really desiring, you step back for a second to the old Earth. And then all of a sudden in the next moment, you get that notion again of that thing that you really want or that thing that you really desire, and you feel it for the second and you step forward. And now you're in one of those photocopies of the Earth again. And then that one is a little higher aligned and some magical thing shows up for you. And then you're like, I wonder if I could create more magic. And in wondering if you can create more magic, you don't quite step back to the 3D Earth again, but you step to another photocopy of the Earth that's not quite at the level of the one that you were just standing on where you manifested the rainbows. Okay? And then all of a sudden you recognize that you step back for a second, and then you're like, okay, I had rainbows once. I know I could do this again. I just took Maria's class and she said I could do it again. So I'm going to focus. I want to see a rainbow. I expect to see a rainbow. And boom, you see two rainbows, double rainbows. And now you've actually hopped over the other photocopy to the next photocopy, and you're on the next photocopy, the next highest photocopy of the Earth. And that Earth is representing maybe 7D, right? And so, but then you doubt yourself again, and you're like, oh, I don't know if I could create a double rainbow again. And what happens? You fall all the way back to 3D Earth again, and you tune in to the rioting and the fighting and the fact that we still have to wear masks and the fact that we have to social distance and we feel some restriction and it feels heavy, and you stay there for a little bit of time until the next class comes along, and then we do some more fun work, and the next thing you know, you're back up again and you're manifesting rainbows and you're manifesting all kinds of great things. And you're having this really fun time. Yes, you step back onto a different photocopy once in a while, but for the most part, you're able to keep your frequency and your vibration high. So I want you to hold that awareness of how we're operating. And then on your next breath in, I want you guys to come back into the room and be present again. Okay. This is how we're doing it every day. Every day, we're going from 3D. When we see 3D in front of us, we're in 3D in that moment, okay? And we're experiencing 3D when we see it, no matter where we see it. TV, social media, doesn't matter. We're in 3D in that moment that we see it, okay? And then we recognize that we are a magical co-creator and we're like, okay, screw 3D. I don't like it there. Doesn't feel good. I want something more. I want to see a rainbow. And then you focus on a rainbow and magically somebody posts a rainbow and you're like, well, I didn't see it in my reality. So I must be on one of the lesser photocopies of New Earth, but it's still a rainbow. So I got my wish. So I got an activation through somebody else's rainbow post, right? And then from there you keep going. Okay. So you went from 3D Earth to 4D Earth, and then maybe you see that rainbow that somebody posted, and then 2 days later, you see your own rainbow, and now you've just jumped up a couple of notches. Does this make sense to you guys? Okay, Carrie, we'll miss you. I know she probably went already. I didn't see that because we were doing this. But do you guys understand this? Okay, in every moment, you're vacillating back and forth, okay? New everything everywhere is being created in every moment. New everything, new experiences in everything is being created in every single moment that you're having. The thing that puts you backwards is your indecision in staying in that aligned place. If you have to close your eyes and take that in, close your eyes, because when our eyes are open, we're in our ego, right? So if you're feeling challenged when I say this, just close your eyes. So everything in every moment is brand new. We are creating everything new in every single moment. We are ascending in every single moment. We are raising our vibration, stepping into new timelines in every single moment. What puts us back a step is our indecision at staying there. And if you think about your consciousness, I want you to imagine that your consciousness is like the television. And when you're really in tune, you're flipping to the higher channels. You're flipping up in channels. You're going to better programming. You're going to the Discovery Channel, you're going to Gaia, you're going to fun programs that are educational, that make you feel good. And when you forget that you do not have to tune back down, and you do it because you hear something that you suddenly remember used to believe, that you used to believe, that you used to have as a belief system, and you let that old belief bring you back down the dial, you've stepped back because now you've let your consciousness flip back down into the lower channels. Your belief system determines how much you are going to shift into higher consciousness. So when you tell yourself, I can do this, but it's hard. It's such a challenge for me to make this change. It's a challenge for me to let go. You're stepping back onto that old 3D earth again because you're right back in your old belief system. So you have to catch yourself when you're using negative self-talk. And then when you are saying things like, I am ready, I no longer need that food to make me happy, I no longer need those clothes to make me happy. I no longer need to go shopping to make me happy. I no longer need a relationship to make me happy. You've actually elevated your consciousness. Okay? Very, very important to have this awareness. This is self-talk. Very, very important. In each moment, you're creating what dimensional realm you're in. You guys can come back now. In each moment, you're creating where you are. If you tune into the third dimensional riots and the all the stuff that's not good, if you are tuning into your governor giving you a hard time and, you know, taking music away or this away or that away, putting restrictions up and everything, you're tuned into 3D. In other words, we can see it. We don't have to take it in. We don't have to feel anything towards it. We can acknowledge it's there, but we don't have to feel into it. Because when we're feeling into it, we're in that old third dimensional earth, the one where there's trouble. When we are allowing ourselves to expect the rainbows, the magic, everything else, we're in the higher timeline. Now, I will use myself as an example because I didn't even realize I did this until after I did it. So, for those of you that don't know, I love to color, paint, draw. I love art, right? And art will keep me in my flow when I'm not doing something else and I have time to do some, you know, painting or whatever. And so I was looking at this particular brand of pencils that are quite pricey. They're a higher brand artist pencil. And so I was like, I really want to get these, but I didn't want to pay the full price on them. I'm like, can I find a deal somewhere and like maybe free shipping, right? Not that I'm cheap, that I don't want to pay, but I know what I can do in my universe, right? So the next morning I wake up and I get an email from Jerry's Artorama down in North Carolina. Now I'm in New York, and they have the pencils, which are normally like, you know, almost $200 for the set, on sale for $99 for the whole set of like 72 pencils, right? And wait, this is really funny. And like, I can't believe I did this. So I'm so mad at myself. So, but you're going to hear how it works, right? And even me doing this at this level, I get like, I'm like, you know, I have a brain fart and I just, you know, check out on myself and I'm like, wait, I didn't mean to do that. Wait. So here I am. I see this. So the pencils come in, right? $99 for the set, free shipping. And instead of just going and buying them, I'm like, I have a client session. I'll just do this after my client session is done. And I put everything on the side, right? So then I go to, I think, Amazon or something. I must have had them in my wish list or something. And I see them pop up and it's the same pencils and it's just a slightly better deal. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get them on Amazon, right? Like, I don't know why, because it'll come faster. Because when I order from Jerry, sometimes it's a 2-week deal and it's like, you know? So I forget about it. I forget about it. So I don't know what happened during that whole period of whatever was going on. And something happened, and all of a sudden I go and I look back, and now the price is like back up to its normal price. There's no free shipping. The shipping is like $15. And I'm like, son of a gun, I can't believe I did that. My universe is like, so here's how it goes. It's screaming at me. Here's your damn pencils. You wanted these pencils. Here, we've got it in two places for you. Which ones you gonna buy? Which ones you gonna buy? And me, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll come back and do that later. Do you guys see what I'm saying here? Right? So had I just gone and bought the pencils, I would have still been up in the high like 70, okay? But I didn't do that. I put it on the side. I'm like, yeah, I'll come to that later. My universe was like, that was a gift, and you just looked at that gift, and you have So now I have to call that gift back in. So, but it'll be okay. Yeah, Jill, I'm notorious for that. I have to say, I'll put something like that, right? Because I put everything else first. So it's a lesson not to do that. So yeah, so I did that with my pencils, and it's not like I don't have the money to get the damn pencils. It's just that, like, you know, I really needed to be in the moment of seeing that my universe was conspiring to make this happen for me in such a wonderful, glorious way, you know? So I'll just have to play the game again and come back up. I know that was like a very, very high level gift that they were giving me, but they will give that back to me again, for sure. But do you understand how this works? I'm trying to show you guys how this works. So if we are not accepting or not receiving what is being offered to us in that moment, it's like we're saying, I don't belong in this dimensional reality. I'm going to go back to third dimension, right? So there's a part of me receivership that still has to be worked out. And I didn't think there was anything left there, but there is still something there that is left that needs to be worked out. So from another perspective, I have to look at this. So when this comes up again, what do you think I'm gonna do? I'm gonna buy it immediately. I'm not gonna wait. You guys get this? Yeah, so the next part of this whole thing is something that, you know, Tamara just mentioned, and I know some of you are saying that you're feeling the same way, but so what's happening too, the other part of this, is that when people say we're leaving this earth to go to new earth, and only so many of us are going, Everything is interpretation, guys. Everything is interpretation. Some people do a really great job at interpreting, right? Psychic medium stuff, channeling, everything else. And some people don't do a great job. They put their human perspective in it, right? Nobody's going anywhere. No spaceships are coming down. They're not taking anybody away, right? That would be too traumatic. It's not going to happen. But what this means is that some people will be stuck, left behind in that third dimensional paradigm where there's going to be pain, there's going to be suffering, there's still going to be rioting, there's going to be fighting, there's going to be segregation, there's going to be race wars, there's going to be all of that. The more we can tune out of that and look away from that, because that's not in our reality, right? We want to tune out of that. We want to look higher. We want to look for the rainbows. We want to go color, we want to paint, we want to go horseback riding, we want to go out in nature, we want to walk our dog, we want to do things that are going to amplify our field. We're going to start to notice that those people that cannot let go of that old paradigm are going to feel like they're separating from us, okay? Now, yes, we will eventually do this. So eventually what it's going to feel like is people, and you've heard people say this, when we get to fifth dimension, people are not going to see you anymore, right? Well, it's not quite like that, but it is, all right? So the more we ascend our consciousness and shift and move higher, the less we're going to be able to be with the people that don't resonate with us anymore, that make us feel bad, that make us feel uncomfortable, the ones that, you know, we cannot tolerate being in their presence, okay? So that's the first stage to this. Then what will happen is, which is what happens to me all the time when I'm out in a store or when I'm in public, people constantly bump into me. Oh, I didn't see you. I'm like, okay, you know. I didn't see you. I didn't see you standing there. Like, it's okay. It's okay. And it's legitimate. It's not like, you know, they're being rude or anything. They legitimately don't see me. Frequency is so high. I'm vibrating at a higher resonance and they're in a lower distorted place. So they're not cognizant of me in that moment, right? that's also what's going to happen. And eventually, when we really start to separate more, okay, for you guys in this class, as you're doing this work, when we start to separate more, you're going to notice it a lot more, a lot more. People are going to start to tell you, could you maybe say that differently? I don't understand what you're saying. What are you saying? What do you mean? I don't understand, right? Any of you getting that now? I get that all the time. I've gotten that for years where I would say something and people like, I love you. I just don't know what the heck you're saying. Like you're speaking gibberish or something, right? For years, I would have people saying that because they'd be like, I love what you're writing. I start to read it. This is when I used to write paragraphs and paragraphs. If you go back to my old work and see what I used to write, and they'd be like, I would get halfway through it and just fall asleep. I can't even read it. I don't know why. What does that mean? And it's because my frequency was so high compared to where their frequency was, they couldn't read my writing. They couldn't understand what I was saying. And you will experience that too as you stay in the higher timeline, right? So we have to, so one of the most important things in navigating this time, and we're going to work on this all the way through this class, is we have to be okay with not having to do it all right, okay? Which means that, all right, so I'll use myself as an example. I hate wearing the mask. I don't love it. I don't love it. I don't want it in my reality. Don't like it at all, okay? I'm not a social distancer. I want to hug everybody. So when I have in-person sessions, everybody gets a hug. You know, they already know. And so, you know, we're in this place where, you know, we're feeling challenged. But yet, I go in public. When I go into a store, I read energy so I can feel the fear in people. I don't want them to be uncomfortable. I don't want them to be afraid. So I put the mask on because kind of the easier thing to do than walk in the store without a mask and everybody go, you need to wear a mask. You know, it's just, I'm making a choice that's more highly aligned for my inner being. Okay. And that's okay. Does that keep me in the third dimensional timeline? No. All that means is that in navigating this reality, until I shift away enough that none of this exists anymore, the masks don't exist, the whole thing doesn't exist because I'm in 7D all the time where none of that exists, I'm still going to do it just to make other people comfortable so that they're not challenged, because personally, I'm not going to let it bother me. It doesn't impact me in my field. Doesn't make me feel uncomfortable in any way. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. Okay. So, and I'm not going to have an attitude, because if I have an attitude, it's just going to make me unhappy. In the beginning, when I first had to wear the mask, I had all kinds of anxiety. I was clearing the collective. I'd go into the store with the mask on and I'd be pouring sweat. Like I just took a bath in sweat because I was clearing the collective consciousness. Okay, of all past traumas, slavery, victimhood mentality, the whole nine yards, and for all of us, right? For the Jews in Nazi Germany, okay, and not just the slaves, but for everybody, anybody that's ever been sex slaves, you know, all of it, right? So when we clear the collective consciousness, it's not like I'm going like, okay, I'm only clearing for one group, the rest of you, sorry. You know, it doesn't work that way. It's everybody. We're clearing for everybody. And so one of the things that we have to remember is that in each moment, we have to do what is right for us in that moment. What's going to make you feel most comfortable? What is going to get you through in the easiest way possible? That's what you have to do in that moment. And if I look at going into a store and wearing the mask as a completely 3D thing to do, then that's not going to be good for me. But if I look at it and go, well, you know, I'm still operating in places that are in that kind of mode of operation, even though I don't exist in that and I'm not really, until I move my beingness away enough that I don't have to do that anymore, I'm still going to do and participate, although, and I still get bumped into, I got the mask on, people don't see me, right? Because I don't perceive myself in a 3D consciousness. So that's the first thing I want you guys to take away from here is that your belief system is going to determine where you are in your reality in each moment. Okay. Jen, I know you do, definitely. Because I know you got all, everybody in this class is all operating on the higher timeline, right? Even those that are going to be listening to the replay, you guys are all operating on the higher timeline already. This information is to keep you in that higher timeline so that you're not confused and you can do a self-check, a breath check within yourself and say, what is happening in my reality? Oh, look at that. I wanted to make this change, right? How many times do we say, I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to go out for a walk first thing and I'm going to start exercising because I can't go back to the gym, right? And then we get up the next day and we don't do that. Now, exercising might be on your higher timeline, but you don't do it and you've actually shifted consciousness. Now, your intention was there. So you're not quite on 3D Earth. You're not quite on 7D Earth, but you're somewhere in between, right? And what's important is that we're shifting dimensional consciousness constantly. We're constantly doing that. But it's like, so if, we'll take this for instance. So if somebody has a drug addiction problem, right? And they make a decision to quit doing drugs and they go into recovery mode. From the moment that they go into recovery mode, guess what? They're on a new timeline in a new dimensional reality. And from one perspective, that old version of them that was an addict does not even exist anymore. That's how the quantum field works. You understand that? This is bigger than that, right? So from one perspective, that drug addict that was able to go into recovery does not have to acknowledge or engage in describing himself as a former addict because there is no former version that is the addict. That's the quantum field. Okay? So when we let go, when we can let go of all of the past whatevers, that's when we stay in the higher timelines. When we let go and we say, oh my gosh, my belief system keeps defining me. If I could let that belief go, it no longer defines me and it no longer holds me back to that timeline in that dimensional reality. Did I see that? So, from one perspective, you're acknowledging yourself here in this now moment. And it's like I said to you earlier, I don't perceive anything beyond this now moment for myself. So, my past. There's nothing there. Don't know if it really is there. I'm so focused on the here and now. I don't know if this was there. Do you see that? Do you understand that? Okay. I want you guys to play with this next week. This is really powerful. This is the quantum field. We're working in the quantum field. Okay. When I email you out the recording for this class, I'm going to email you some things that I want you to tune into. Natalie is saying she can see it as part of being part of a movie, but not in the reality. Yeah. And if you look and you say whatever is taking place in that 3D happening, that is the movie. It's going to play on without me. Just like those old realities will play on without me, but it's not going to be where my highest next version, because in each second, really important to understand this, in each second that you're making a conscious decision for something, whatever it is, you're shifting into a new version of yourself. When you forget and you step back into an old belief, you've just stepped back. But just as easily, you could step forward again into that new version and constantly step forward. That new consciousness of you is existing in that moment, just like those planets that we imagined to photocopies, bazillions of photocopies. There are bazillions of versions of you with all these higher level consciousness. The only thing that keeps you from getting there is your belief system. So when you are outside and you're looking up, now I've got everybody on Twitter looking up. I did it with Facebook, then I left Facebook. Now I've done it with Instagram. And now I'm doing it with Twitter. I've got them all taking pictures of the sun and clouds and all kinds of crazy, right? And everybody's looking up. Look up to expect beautiful skies, crystalline skies, rainbows, spaceships, dragonflies. The other day I'm doing a client session and hovering right at my window was a dragonfly looking in right at me. I'm like, oh, hello. And then I left the house to go out to the back to do something. And it must have flown all the way around and came right in front of me. And I was like, whoa. And then it flew away. So, no, we have to. And I was like, no, don't go. Come back, right? We have to be playful in every single moment. That's what I want you guys to do, because there's a lot of heaviness that's taking place. These next 2 months, there's going to be a lot of heavy stuff that is going to be playing out in the third dimension, okay? We don't want to tune into that. We want to tune higher. We want to keep tuning higher. We want to be the planetary consciousness, all right? So we want to take this higher. Your homework this week is to catch yourself in each moment. So when you're stepping back into an old belief, you have to catch it, like I did with the pencils, right? I'm so used to being in the higher timeline, I didn't even realize that was a gift. So we have to be focused. We have to pay attention, even me. Yeah, Jen, we can, sometimes we open portals around our property and then we'll notice, like, you know, 30 dragonflies, and that's a dragonfly portal that opened up. Dragonflies are about coming into the light. So when we're activating more light within us, dragonflies show up. I have them constantly all over my backyard, constantly, you know, it's really cool. You know, yeah, and ladybugs are very significant too. I love ladybug energy, Tamara. So yeah, ladybugs are very about good things to come, all good things to come. But we want to stay in the higher timelines. We don't ever need to look at that lower timeline. We don't, right? It's there to wake people up that are not awake. You guys are all awake. You don't need to tune into that, okay? I see it through my feeds, but I don't stop and read it. And if I stop and read it, I look at it and I'm like, I wonder how they did that in the recording of it, because it looks like a film crew created that and they're just broadcasting it now through social media to wake more people up. Do you see what I'm saying? I never take it as factual. I'm always like, well, that doesn't look like it's real. That looks like a film crew made it because not enough people are awake yet, right? So that's how we have to look at this. We have to go, oh, look at that. Third dimension still playing out, still waking up more people. I'm awake, so I don't have to look there. I'm looking someplace else, right? That's how we have to do it. All right, very important. Questions. Does anyone else have the same bird at their house all the time? I have one that sits in a nest outside my front door, never leaves no matter what. Yeah, birds are, all different birds are energy. If you tell me what kind of bird it is, I can tell you. But, you know, birds are about freedom. They fly, right? They can go anywhere they want to go. They go all the way. You know, mourning doves are, they're about peace. And it's, I look at it as Christed energy too. The mourning doves are about Christ consciousness. Natalie says, goosebumps because you don't often see dragonflies, but you had one around you the other day. Yeah, it's about coming into the light, right? So it's a new shift. It's a new period of shift. It's a new alignment for us, okay? So this is what I want you guys to do. I want you to be aware of the magic that is showing up in your reality. Focus out of the lower timeline. We know what 3D is. We live there. We don't want to be there anymore. We want to choose the higher timelines, okay? So I know some of you have to interact with it for your jobs, for your day jobs, but just remember that even in participating in your job, you are merely a placeholder so that other people around you can have the experience they need. As an awakened soul, you do not need that experience. You can be a placeholder for the other people around you that need that experience. Does that make sense? Yeah, because I know, like you, Bob, you have a, you know, you work for the school, you're a teacher. So, you know, it's very important for you to not get caught up in the politics of the school. And just know, you see what I'm saying? You're just a placeholder. And what you're doing is you're anchoring the higher light codes for the kids.
And there's a lot of politics going on in there right now.
I know. And you have to look beyond that.
Yeah. I don't get dragged into it. I really just naturally, it just flows right off my back. I don't go there, right? I don't go there.
Yeah. 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 You look really good, by the way. So whatever you're doing, keep it up. Yeah. But that's how we want to do this. We want to navigate in that way so that we're not tuning into those lower timelines. We see it. Okay. We could see it. We don't have to like it. We don't have to even love it. Right. And so we can see it, we honor it, we know it's there, we know we're clearing it, we know we're anchoring light to clear the distortion of 3D, but our goal shall always be change. Because in each moment that you're calling in change, I want to change this, I want to change that, you're shifting consciousness into a new state. I want you to become aware of that new state that you created in shifting consciousness. When you say, oh yeah, I could do that. Oh, I'm going to do that. Or I'm going to have a green smoothie every day. I'm going to change my diet and have a green smoothie first thing in the morning. Right. I did that about, I don't know, almost a year ago. It was a shift in consciousness for me. Now what I've done is I've released the old program of the old Maria that grew up on eggs and toast for breakfast, right? Now, I don't even crave that anymore. I don't think about it anymore. I can't tell you the last time I had an egg. So we are constantly moving away from the old beliefs, the old programs that we were running. That's all third dimensional, all rooted in. When you're having a moment where you're having difficulty with a shift or you're having difficulty navigating a new thought or something that is coming up for you, stop yourself in that moment, close your eyes, because when our eyes are open, we're in our ego, close your eyes and ask yourself, am I struggling because I'm trying to let go of an old belief, an old program, an old pattern? And see it as just that. It's not the anchor that we make it out to be. You see what I'm talking about? Does this make sense to you guys? I hope it does. Anybody have any questions? We're going to end here, but I want to take any questions if anybody has a question. Anybody? No? All right. So this is the work, okay? I want you to allow yourself to have the changes Okay. Have the changes that you need to have. Look for the higher timeline. In other words, don't look at the 3D timeline where there's riots and everything else. Look for the higher timeline. We want to be in that higher timeline, okay? Ali's asking, how do you figure out if you become a placeholder versus doing something? So what you're really referring to is, with the whole situation with the kids and whatnot, where you're, you know, the homeschooling and stuff like that, that is, you know, so you can be a placeholder and you can also be proactive at being a placeholder. So there are going to be times where we have to be the shift that we want in that higher timeline. So for something like homeschooling, homeschooling is the higher timeline. So you're not just making the shift, creating a new timeline opportunity, but now you're going to anchor that new opportunity and be the placeholder for everybody else to feel comfortable doing the same thing. And don't let yourself feel challenged by people that are challenged themselves. Don't take that in. That's not yours. That's their issue, right? We can see it and just allow it to be. Okay, that makes sense? Good, very good. I'm sorry to hear that, Tamara. Yeah, her coworker. Do you want to talk a minute? Do you need to talk for a minute? I can't, you have to unmute yourself.
I did, yeah. I know her for 18 years, and her daughter texted my friend Dennis, and a daughter came home from work and found her in the chair. She was dead.
Yeah. We're going to start to see a lot of people. I mean, I've been saying it this last year, that we're going to see a lot of people passing. This is the third one I'm hearing tonight.
Wow.
Two people are not here because they have loved ones that passed away unexpectedly, but we're going to expect that to happen. Okay. Expect that, because these next 2 months, we're going to see a lot of that. People that are no longer meant to be here, their sole contract is up, and they're not going through the rest of this with us. Okay. So just be a placeholder for love, support who needs to be supported, and just understand that this is soul's contract. It's the soul's way, you know? So we have to understand that. So I'm sorry to hear that. Very sorry for your loss. Yeah. All right. So yeah, Natalie, yeah, sometimes things will come up and it'll be like a piggyback experience where I'll be talking to somebody, something will come up for somebody else, and then all of a sudden it'll make sense to you. So, you know, it's meant to be. So yes, definitely. So just know that that is maybe an aspect of you, a version of you, that is wanting to be acknowledged, because maybe it was something you were thinking about and here you're getting the synchronicity here. Okay. Yeah. So, all right, guys. So was everybody clear on the homework? You're going to allow yourself to be wherever you are in this moment now. Okay. The only thing I want you to do is stay out of the 3D timeline. So we're not feeding it, we're not watching it, we're not harboring it, we're not holding it in any way, okay? We're not adding to it, feeding it. If you have to wear a mask in public, know that it's okay to do that and still support the higher timeline, okay? Because sometimes we have to do that for us because we know that's the higher timeline for us. I do it because it's the higher timeline. And, you know, I know I'm not feeding the lower timeline doing it because I don't believe in the virus. It's not my thing, you know. It's just me. That's just me. And I'm not saying that somebody else shouldn't believe in the virus. Everybody has their own place with this. So, you know, it is what it is for each one of us. But that's just me. So we have to do what we're feeling right for ourselves and what you're feeling called to. And so I want you guys to see your changes. Allow your change, be your change, and in each moment, recognizing if you've made a shift, are you noticing your new reality showing up, you know, microscopically different, or are you noticing it being a huge difference? You know, when I really anchored in, it's like every night the sky is all kinds of colors, rainbows are showing up every other day, there was a big heart-shaped cloud over my house tonight. Like all of these different signs and synchronicities, right? That's where we want to be playing. We want to be playing in every single moment of everything that we do. All right. Yeah, Ali's saying, you and I discussed me not wearing a mask is my higher timeline. Can that be true? I feel like I'm a placeholder for others as an example of someone not wearing a mask. Yeah, if you're in a situation where you can, you know, not have to wear it and it's okay and you don't feel challenged by it, that's fine. You know, unfortunately, New York has been very Democratic. And there's a lot of elderly here that sit in front of the TV 24/7, and they are in tremendous fear for their life, thinking they're gonna get the virus. So I try to honor where their fear is and not feed the fear. I want to transmute it for them. So that's my purpose in wearing the mask. I transmute that fear on behalf of the collective. And then this way, maybe next time they'll shift a little. And I'm seeing it happening. So, yeah. So again, you have to do what's right for you. I'm just using myself as an example, but you have to do what's right for you. And as long as it feels right, everything is about feeling. We're not coming from the thinking mind anymore. We're coming from a place of feeling. Nothing is about thinking. So as long as it is feeling right to you, it's the higher timeline. But I want you guys to start tuning into the little changes that you're making. Note those changes and see, are the changes that are happening, are they big jumps that you're noticing showing up? I mean, that whole thing with me with the pencils, that was huge. That was huge. And I didn't do it right away because I'm like, I'll do it later. And I didn't realize because my head was in the cloud somewhere, you know? So I'm like, all right, universe, if you bring it again, I won't be such a putz and I'll just order the damn pencils. Right. So this is how we have to work it now. Right. So we have to watch our belief system and where that is and stay out of the lower timelines. All right. Lauren is asking, if we attract things into our reality, how did we attract this virus into our reality as a collective? That's a really great question. We attracted the virus in. It's not that we attracted it. You have to remember, ascension has been on this timeline for 26,000 years. Okay, so 26,000 years ago, when we went into enslavement and encapsulation, we knew that was only going to last a cycle of 26,000 years. Now we have another 26,000 years now to continue to advance our society, okay? So if it wasn't a virus, it would have been something else. But what it really is about the need for it to be something significant to wake up the sleeping people. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Lauren, did I answer your question? Yeah. So it could have been anything, right? Now, what I want to say here is, because of course this is what is coming through, is it wouldn't have been something of mass destruction because it was about waking people up, not destroying the earth. You understand? Yeah. We had 26,000 years of repression and slavery and encapsulation, and now we're moving beyond that as our new challenge or our new opportunity to advance our society. We are where Atlantis was when they did themselves in. Lemuria hid under Mount Shasta. Atlantis totally self-imploded. All right.
I think we met, I think I helped manifest it because at the beginning of this year, I really, really wanted freedom. I really wanted freedom, and I wanted to be able to work from wherever I wanted to work. I wanted to be able to travel and to still, you know, do and just go wherever my heart led.
I don't know that I would say that you manifested it. I would say that you were feeling the freedom codes activating in a heightened way. Because when we were in January, I was going to, oh, this is reminding me, I have to tell you guys this before we leave. But I was going to an astrologer friend of mine, and I kept feeling this intense sense of freedom, 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 freedom. And they were showing me May. And then we went into the virus and everything. And then I realized that we were activating freedom codes to initiate or activate, because this was supposed to be last year, initiate or activate this, these codes, right? So I think, you know, I wouldn't say you were manifesting the virus. I would say that you were intuiting the timeline. Okay. And seeing and feeling and receiving the freedom codes that you were able to then connect your desire to. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Because I would prefer to read it that way. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't want to put it as that I created COVID. I think you're right. I felt like that kind of push, that feeling of I really would love to have the freedom. And, you know, I was furloughed in April.
Yeah.
And so I've been free ever since.
But that's good because now you're in true creator state. So you can create the reality that you're desiring.
Yeah. The one thing I did want to ask you about regarding that is that there's this unemployment thing. And in Arkansas now, they want you, even if you're furloughed or laid off or whatever, they want you to apply for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do.
Okay.
So if I want the unemployment benefit, right? And who doesn't want the money? So do I just, when I'm applying for jobs, do I just not feel into that? Just go, okay, here's my three jobs. I'm good. I can keep going. Or what are your thoughts on that?
What would feel right for you? It depends on what feels right to you about that, right? So from one perspective, I could say that, you know, you could manifest your ability to just continue to stay on unemployment and not ever be picked up for a job. You have to, this is where you need to sit in with your universe and say, okay, what is this coming up for? What is this bringing up? So now that it shifted, so maybe it's to create this deeper desire within you to be free. Maybe the freedom that you were feeling wasn't quite enough because you were being supported by the universe through, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
I'm hearing what you're saying there. So I think part of that is that whole guilt thing.
Yes.
That's coming in because my husband right now is the one that's making all the money.
Yeah. So I think you should work through the guilt. I think that's where your work is. Okay. Yeah. And then building on that need for freedom.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I would do. Okay. The other thing that I want to mention here, which is really important when I mentioned about the astrologer, is we're going to have to really tune out of the whole astrology thing, and not hang on every little thing with astrology. Now, numerology is different. So I'm not talking about numerology, I'm talking about astrology. Because what happens is people take astrology verbatim, and when we're in the higher dimensional realms, I can tell you from my own personal experience being in the higher realms, I can't relate to astrology anymore. Okay. And if you are hearing that we're in this, war between Saturn and Mars right now, because that's what I keep hearing, and you anchor that information in, that's what your experience is going to be. So we have to be really, really careful with not taking things from an astrological perspective too hard or taking it too deeply. Because lately it's been very overwhelming listening to what they're predicting. And you have to remember that is a very third dimensional thing. So astrology is a construct of the third dimensional paradigm. Okay. When you get into the higher timelines, astrology doesn't really factor anymore. And it's like readings. I can't really be read by people because the timelines are moving so fast, the accuracy reading me is not really there. So things start to change. So don't get so caught up in needing it to stay the way that it is. That's the third dimension. We don't want to do that anymore. We have to continue to shoot higher. You understand? Okay, that's really important. That we're playing in the higher timelines and not looking at that old realities. If it was born in third dimension, leave it in third dimension. Okay? All right. All right, guys, we're going to end here. You guys can unmute if you want to say goodbye. And this was very good. You guys asked a lot of really good questions.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Ali says astrology also comes along with dire predictions. Yeah, and you know, again, I just want to say it's all interpretation. Mm-hmm. If the person interpreting the information is really good, is really in alignment, can really see it, it's going to be of a higher aligned interpretation. But if they are operating in doom and gloom and they're always focused on the riots and everything, then it's not going to be good. So you have to use discernment. Discernment is really, 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 really important. Okay. It could be for us in the higher timelines too. It's just that, you know, the reader has to be in that higher perspective. They can't be reading from woe is me. So if the person reading is got woe is me, I had a friend who was an astrologer that, is not supporting the 5D timeline, goodbye. Can't go there because it doesn't support me. See, that's how we work now. This is how we do it, right? So we get to have that song. This is how we do it.
Can we break into hip hop dance now? Because that would be fun.
Maybe we'll do that for the last class. We'll have a big party online, everybody. So, all right, you guys.
We'll have a higher timeline party.
Higher timeline party. Yep. All right. So you have your homework. And when this recording is ready, probably tomorrow, I will email it out to everybody. And, for those of you that are new, I usually write some kind of stuff and send some information along with it. So.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.